Good morning. This is Hector Prieto here with Vitarium Coaching. And today's episode of the podcast will deal with the concluding themes on the six human needs. We will talk a little bit about love and connection, growth, and contribution. They are the top three of the human needs, love connection being part of the physical human needs, and growth contribution being part of the spiritual needs of an individual. So let us continue. Hopefully, you know, your week has been a good one and you've had a pleasant, productive work week. And the challenges that arose were happily met and conquered by you. If not, you can always give me a call. Look for me in Twitter. Look for me in LinkedIn or Facebook and send me a private message, and with all delight I will answer your questions. So let us get on with the topic of love and connection today, my friends. This is the fourth need, and it's the need that we have to experience love or to be connected to other fellow human beings. We all need to be connected to other human beings. We cannot live in isolation. We all strive for and hope for love. Infants need to be loved and cared for during a long period of time if we are to develop normally, if that infant is to develop normally. Infants who are not held and feel that warmth of a human touch will die. This need for love continues throughout all our lives. We need to feel that we are loved and that we can give love. This is epitomized by the concept of romantic love, the one person who will devote their entire life to us and make us feel complete. In some cultures, romantic love doesn't exist. It's replaced by the love of relatives, friends, and tribe. Some people rarely experience love, but they have many ways of feeling connection. We can feel connection with others through different means, whether it's the community, the workplace, a sports team environment. The need to be loved is characteristic of all human beings. The code words for love and connection are togetherness, passion, unity, warmth, tenderness, and desire. When people are using these words, be sure that they're talking about love and connection. Now, connection is so necessary in a human being's life that it is one of the worst punishments in our culture when people are in jail. In order to punish a person that is misbehaving within the confines of a prison, they get sent to something that they call solitary confinement, where they're completely isolated. And that's very harsh. It turns about just anybody crazy. So that alone is proof that we do need connection in order to survive as a human. The next human need is the need for growth. The fifth need is for growth, and when we stop growing, we die. Plain and simple. We need to constantly develop intellectually, emotionally, and spiritually. We need that development both on our mental frame, our emotions, and our spiritual dimension. We grow and change physically as we develop from infancy to adulthood and old age. We grow and change emotionally with every experience, and we grow intellectually as we respond to events and to the world around us. Anything that you want to remain in your life, your money, your health, your relationship, your happiness, love, must be cultivated, developed, and expanded. Otherwise, it will degenerate. Some people need to grow by working out physically or by reading books or attending seminars. Some people are compulsive buyers of online training in today's world because that brings a sensation of growth. Others need to study and learn constantly in order to feel that they are truly growing. Others have to build businesses to make the sensation that they're growing. The sixth need is the need for contribution. This is to go beyond our needs and to give to the others, to the greater part of the world that is out there. We feel that our life is incomplete without the sense that we are making a contribution to others or to a cause that we believe in. It is the nature of a human being to want to give back, to leave a mark on the world. Giving to others may mean giving time to community service, making a charitable contribution, planting trees, writing a book, or giving to one's children. Not only can everyone contribute in some way, but contribution is essential to a sense of fulfillment and to happiness. The first four needs that we've talked about, certainty, uncertainty, significance, and love, are essential for human survival. They are fundamental needs of the personality. Everyone must feel that they have met them on some level, even if they have to lie to themselves to do so. That's right. Sometimes we lie to ourselves to pretend that these needs are being fulfilled. It's a human reaction. Now, the last two needs, growth and contribution, are essential for human fulfillment. They are, so to speak, the needs of the spirit, and not everyone finds a way to satisfy them, although they are necessary for lasting fulfillment. Excuse me. When our needs for love, growth, and contribution are satisfied, they tend to encompass all our other needs. When we focus on something beyond ourselves, most of our problems and sources of pain become less significant because we lost that focus on ourselves and put the focus on other people's needs. Contribution is the need that effectively regulates our five other needs. If you are focused on contributing to others, you have the certainty, you know, mark, set, quote, certainty, of being able to contribute. There is always a way to give. You also have variety because contribution is always highly interactive and presents itself in many different ways. You can give food, you can give of your presence, counsel, many ways of giving. Now, you also have significance because you know that you're helping others and improving their lives, and then this gives a sense of significance. You mean something to the people that you're helping. Now, the spiritual bond that's created when you help others gives you a deep sense of connection, and you grow by creatively helping others. Now, we all experience the same human needs. However, everybody finds different vehicles for satisfying these needs. Each of these needs can be met in ways that are either positive or negative. Each of these needs can be met in ways that are good for the person and not so good for the person, or bad for everyone. The need for certainty can be met by going to school and obtaining a degree that will ensure the possibility of making a good living, or it can be met by doing as little as possible and avoiding challenges. It can be met by stealing from robbing or robbing from others and hoarding money and material possessions, or it can be satisfied by holding rigidly to a dogma or a doctrine, becoming inflexible. The need for uncertainty variety can be satisfied by reading on different subjects and meeting different kinds of people, watching movies. Or it can be met by engaging in high-risk sports or by risking one's life through violent behavior. It can be met by engaging in extramarital affairs, fooling around with women other than your wife, or simply by watching a movie once in a while. Now, the need for significance can be met by being the best at something or by being the worst at something. The need for love and connection can be satisfied through performing good deeds and being kind, and or by dominating others who are forced to show appreciation. For example, put a gun at somebody's head or forefront, and believe me, you will be somehow connected and significant. Now, you can grow to become a better person or a despicable human being. That also satisfies the need for connection. Now, in all human endeavors, there's always paradoxes. And there's paradoxes in these needs. The first one, certainty, uncertainty, is definitely a paradox. A person may have this strong need for it, for certainty, and a strong need for uncertainty at the same time. So they may suffer a constant inner conflict as to which need is the most important, which one they should fulfill first. It's paralyzing. So it's difficult to love someone who constantly has to feel significantly important also. That's also contradictory. You want to be significant, that one all about me, but then you want to be loved, which is all about the other person. So this is why so many successful people who satisfy their need for significance have trouble in their close and intimate relationships and often feel that they are not truly loved. So here are the six human needs for you, my friends. Hopefully you've learned from these brief podcasts. Also, we have as part of our training and coaching group coaching events and seminars and sessions, what we call the six human needs test, in which you answer about 84 different questions, and we pinpoint through the answer of those questions which are your top two human needs, and based on that we kind of find out what are your characteristics and which of the needs demands your attention and which ones we have to focus on to balance the needs. So thank you, my friends, for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's brief podcast, although it was a little bit longer than usual. I hope that you have a blessed day and live with passion. Thank you.